At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Have you found a house that you'd like to make an offer on and you need a refresher on the steps and what to include in the process? Or maybe you're a first-time homebuyer and you don't really know what's involved in making an offer on a house. Well, stay tuned because today we're going to jump right into that. Hi, I'm Teresa Wellman with HomeownerExperience.com, your local San Jose, California realtor. I like to empower my clients to make wise decisions by helping them with step-by-step guidance. We're going to talk about how to prepare to make an offer on a house and what specifically to include with your offer. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so let's first jump into the actual steps that you should go through in order to prepare the best offer. The first one is to visit the house for a second time, if at all possible, to look closely at details. Double check that you still really like the house and understand maybe what you want to keep or what you want to ask the seller to remove or what you need more information on so that you can do a thorough research and a thorough offer. The second step is to go back to your computer and research the area schools and neighborhoods and any disclosures or reports that the seller has provided. There's a lot of information usually provided in the San Jose area ahead of time, so you probably want to work with your agent to go through those specifics in great detail so you really understand everything. The third step is to ask seller any questions that you have. Maybe there's things in the inspections or reports that you're not sure about or unclear about, or maybe you want to know what the seller prefers with particular items. For example, if there's a shed, do they want to leave it or keep it? Or what do they want to do with their refrigerator? Make sure all those items are clear so that you can account for them in your offer and make it ideally what the seller is looking for if you're willing to accommodate that. So that way it's clean and simple for the seller to go ahead and accept your offer. And then step number four is really just to, of course, decide to move forward with your offer and to gather all the components to make up your offer. So there's five key items to include with an offer to purchase a house. We're going to go through those five items really quickly. The first is going to be your bank pre-approval letter. If you don't know the difference between a pre-approval letter and a pre-qualification letter, I have a great video on that. So check out the link and we'll put that above and below. But you really need that. It's a critical piece for the seller to know that you're qualified and have been working with a bank to get your home loan. The second item is a proof of funds or proof of your down payment money, or if you're lucky enough to be able to pay cash for your house, proof of the full amount of money of cash available in a checking account, ideally, or savings account, so that you can prove to the seller that you have the money to perform on this. Now, of course, you don't need to reveal any personal information such as your existing address or your account number, but those proof of funds really need to have your name and a current dollar amount in your account with the most recent statement possible. The third item is a purchase contract. In California, it is actually a 10-page document with a lot of different terms and variables in it that you need to discuss with your agent. How do you want to offer and proceed so that it's realistic for you and attractive to the seller as well. The fourth item ideally is signed disclosures. Now that just gives the seller confidence that you've spent your time researching, as I mentioned up above, and looking at their disclosures and their reports. So anything that you can do to sign ahead or what the listing agent requires, sometimes it's just a copy or accepting the cover letter that you've received all those items. Sometimes it's signing all of them. So taking the time to really show the seller that you've done your due diligence on this property and are still serious and ready to move forward. That really helps, especially here in the San Jose area, because most buyers are going to be researching the house before making an offer. And the last really important piece that I don't see in a lot of offers when I'm representing the seller is a personal letter to the seller. Now, why would you include that? Honestly, I think it has a lot to do with you passing on your desire or interest in the house. You know, a house is more than just walls. It is a home and it is emotional. And depending on the seller's situation, that might really be a huge factor for them in the move. It might be very emotional because they raised their family there. And they maybe want to know that you're going to raise your family there or take care of the home. They want to pass it on to good hands. So that letter really just allows you to express your desire for the house, what you like about the house, and if you're comfortable, even share where you work so that they have a little understanding of who you are, and it makes your offer more personal, not so business-like. Okay, so that's the actual steps to make an offer. Let's talk a little bit about the preparation you might want to do ahead of time. These are things that your buyer's agent can really help you out with, and so it's important to start researching and preparing for the process before you find the right house. So the first step, as mentioned above, is a pre-approval letter. I said that's a critical piece to your offer, but it does take time to gather those and prepare it. So again, revisit that video that I mentioned, we'll link it below, but difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval. And I want you to know it could take up to a week or more to get a full pre-approval letter. So you really do need to be researching this ahead of time. And that is from you turning in all of your paperwork and documents to the lender. Now, it may take you a while to gather those items, and you may also want to shop around and get comparison of rates between a couple different agents, so that can add more time as well. So definitely plan for time and preparation ahead of time to get pre-approved. Now, what if you don't know who to talk to? Well, your agent can recommend reliable lenders. I'm also going to link below my list of San Jose recommended lenders. Now, your real estate agent is a really experienced guide to walk you through this entire process. If you don't know what a buyer's agent can do for you, please do watch the video I have on that as well. I will link it above and also down below if you missed that, so that you can understand a little bit more of what this free service can do for you and really help you along this home buying process, because it is very involved, as you can tell just from this video, all that needs to go on. And your agent can really share their knowledge of the local area. That could be what's typical to see in inspections, or how you deal with it, or what area schools are attractive, or what maybe to be aware of with certain school districts, things like that. A local agent can really add value. And most importantly, I think, is your agent's gonna walk you through that contract process. In order to go through that 10 page of California contract, you really need a guide, someone to explain that for you, help you execute that contract, and be able to write down realistic timelines and stick to them when you're actually in escrow. Also, one important thing is to know what contingencies are going to be realistic in the current market where you're looking or making an offer. If you don't know what contingencies are, again, I have another great video on that. So look above or down below for the link. And if you're working with me, I have a lot of bonus tips to help you as a buyer really stand out. For example, right now, even with COVID-19, there are multiple offers happening again in the San Jose area. So how do you make your offer stand out? Well, I've got some secret weapons I'd be happy to share with you. So definitely reach out if you would like to discuss more about that. There's other tricks like having your lender that you've decided to work with speak to the listing agent and really show that they're part of your team, and to voice how qualified you are or where you are in the process to give more confidence to the listing agent. So the last thing I have to share is a great download that I have available of the 7 no-cost tips to increase the value of your offer. So those are items that you can do in preparation to really make your offer stand out to the seller, and they don't cost you any money, just a little bit of time and preparation. So definitely check out that link below. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.